And what that means is simply I cannot run you out here tonight. If I have a trade in place for you and you get injured, all of a sudden the team could easily back out and say, nah, you're damaged goods. So when you hear guys are not playing, traditionally this is how it works most times, it's a clue. So what did you just tell Mike and I in the break, Big O, in regards to Washington and the player that's assuming or that's assumed that we're going to get in return as part of this deal for Trey being traded to Washington?
Must be something going around this contagion with quad injuries here, because Trey's going to miss his game with the quad contusion, and T.J. McCollum's going to miss his first game of the season.
What?
With the sore right quad. So something's going with quads right now in the NBA, man. I don't know what's going on.
Mike, the season started in October, and he hadn't missed a game?
And then he also said his bunion's been bothering, too.
So C.J. McCollum is out tonight.
He hasn't missed a game all year, so that's basically this trade is going to happen soon, kids.
It's going to happen.
And as I said, it's funny. Day-Day brought this up yesterday in a Yeah Man, talking to Yeah Man No Man. It's like we've covered every angle on Trey and the Hawks. I think we've lobbied for Trey. We've said it's not Trey's fault. They didn't build a better team around him. And then the ultimate irony here in Atlanta is we finally build what we perceive as a really good team around him, and they get to play 42 minutes together the entire season.
Yeah.
So now the question I have for you guys real quick, what if Trey had played with all these guys and we still find ourselves the 10th seed by the deadline? Then you got to trade him, right?
Then you would have tried to trade him anyway.
It's just unfortunate we never got to see it how it was supposed to work. Trade with Jalen Johnson and Naw and everything else it was thought was going to be great. Never happened.
Yeah.
Porzingis has missed so much time.
You're right, though. I mean, there's two ways to look at that. Because if they had balled out, let's say we're a 3 seed in the East right now and Trey had been healthy and Porzingis was available, Mike, then you're looking at this thing completely different. But if we weren't in that spot, you're right. They still would have traded him because you're not getting anything at the end of the year with him opting out. So we'll keep an eye out. We will, of course, have that information for you first right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game once that becomes official. But it may not happen today or tonight, but it will happen very soon. And we're just preparing you because as these things heat up and you start hearing these kinds of things, there's a guy on the opposing team that you're probably going to get in return who all of a sudden is missing his first game tonight. It's just questionable, man. That's a questionable thing. Right. Hey, reminder, before we get into some of this other stuff, speaking of Wild Card Weekend, I'm super excited. I know Mike is. Make sure you join us Saturday starting at 4, Sunday starting at 12:30, and Monday night at 7:30, live play-by-play of every playoff game. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. That's NFL playoff action all weekend long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's home of the NFL on Westwood One. All right, coming up, we got some guy talk on the way, but we were talking about the position of president of football ops, Mike, and, who the Falcons are going to continue to interview. Guys, I think this is going to continue, Mike, for probably a few weeks. I don't think this happens.
We don't want it yesterday, but you may have to wait a minute.
We're going to have to wait.
But some people are saying, to your point, if you want Harbaugh, you got to be all in.
You got to go right now.
I read two different articles now. One was an article written by one of the columnists up in New York saying, you got to go get Harbaugh. Another one saying that they've moved up Harbaugh on their timeline as far as the interview process.
You got to. You, what are we clowning around for? Like, either you're serious about football or we're not. If we're serious about getting a coach who I think everybody would be excited about, and more importantly, brings a pedigree, I think you got to get in on this. And maybe they are. Maybe we're not giving this organization credit. The problem is, Mike, who's leading the charge?
Well, that's the question everybody's asking us. I mean, guys were blown away. We could actually do the deal. We found out from Joel Corey they had probably already had things in place with Kirk Cousins, and the cap and the moves were already made. And that was something that was been initiated by Terry Fontenot before he got fired.
Right.
But in this case, you're right. I mean, if Matt's going to be the president of football, I think he'd be the guy interviewing these candidates with Arthur Blank. Right? Isn't that how it would be?
It would be.
It would be. And then do you hire, and you and I were talking about this yesterday, the ultimate chicken and the egg. Do you go general manager first or head coach first? Because if you hire the head coach first, it seems like he gets to pick that first round pick or whatever the first pick you're going to have, like we had with Arthur Smith and Pitts. At least that was the precedent here.
It was. Panthers executive vice president Brent Tillis is going to interview for this job, along with the Lions COO. His name's Mike Disner. For the president of football operations. These are just a couple of names to include. We already know Ian Cunningham. And there's probably right now, Day-Day, Mike, what, 5-6 names that we've thrown around that we know that the Falcons are probably going to talk to these guys for that specific position. And, of course, that includes Matt Ryan. But as I said, everybody's on the assumption that Matt's just going to get this job. Maybe he does. But what if you talk to one of these guys with experience who's been in another organization, Mike, and they blow you away and you go, man, you know what? Okay, we might have to rethink this. I just don't ever want to go into a situation where, and this is not a knock on Matt, because I think he's capable and I like the fact that he wants to be involved with the franchise. But I never want to go into a situation where I'm just hell-bent on one guy.
Right.
That's what usually when you get yourself caught in a situation where you go, well, you know what? We should have talked to other people. Mike, I want to hear all the ideas. I want to hear what you think of us.
Right, but this goes back to you come in. Okay, you're the coach,
yes,
right, or general manager.
Okay.
What do you think about Penix Jr.? We drafted him first. What are you going to do with Penix?
He's all right.
So you don't like Penix Jr.?
No, I mean, he's fine. I think he needs some work.
So he's always going to be a bench player.
Well, we need to get a quarterback. We need to get another
next,
one.
Next, next. See, I don't know. I don't know. I hope that's not the case.
He's running him in and out like clowns in the room.
All right, who's next? Stefanski, get in here. Can you fix Penix Jr.? Yeah, you waited too long. Next.
Let me ask
Mike
you guys.
Mike McCarthy, get your fat ass in here. We got a buffet.
Wait a minute. I'm not fat. I'm on a weight loss program.
You got kielbasa in your pants, and it's not that thing. Come here. Let me ask you a question. Can you work with Penix? Ooh. Can you fix Penix Jr.?
Hey, I fixed Dak Prescott.
Okay, you get to, you sit over here for a second.
You to separate them?
Mike LaFleur, come in.
Let me ask you guys something. Could there be a world in where maybe Matt's not going to get this job, but maybe he's going to be the consultant what I mean?
I like that better for me. Like, it's not my decision.
Right.
And we'll have a president?
But I like that better because at least his voice is being heard and he is a guy that you can lean on. But guess what? He's also not the ultimate decision maker, and it doesn't take away from all these other things he wants to potentially do. Mm-hmm. But here's what I've said all along. I don't know if Matt's like, you know what? I want to be home for my boys, man, 7 days a week. Okay. And I get to come home and have dinner, and I get to do the things I want to do. Like, I don't know. My guess is that's very important to him. Being a parent, I know what that's like. Day-Day, you know. But I don't know if that's what he wants. He may be like, man, this TV thing is great. They're paying me a hell of money to do it, and I go on, you know, 2 days a week. I can consult. I would think that would be more attainable. But right. I do not know, Mike, what he wants. We may be sitting here, and Matt Ryan may be being like, look, I want to run the whole damn thing. I want to be the dude.
And I know that we've had all these – by the way, you guys, if you're going to say you don't think Matt can be this guy, state your full agenda. You never respected him. You never – and I'm guilty. I try to run him out of here in 15.
State your agenda.
State your agenda. If you were – and again, it has nothing to do with number 7. You just, for whatever reason, never gave the love to number 2, okay? But just make full disclosure. Can't we just, that way we can all, then we can have a discussion and know where we're coming from. But I mean, I'd say that, you know, Matt, and you heard Arch talking about it the other day, Matt, he knows what the Falcons are. Who's more qualified? You don't get to give him a primer on the Falcons. He knows everything about this team.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he became a CBS guy and all, Falcon what? No, he knows what's going on here. So I would just say give him the keys, and that's one less person. He's president and general manager. And the head coach.
So you give him all the power.
Unlimited power, yes. Because then Arthur goes against what he just said in the open letter. You know, we got to look into, got to reapproach and review everything, how we operate. Streamline it. Less cooks. Less moving parts, man. That's how I would run it. Matt, you run it all. Now go get the coach you think's the guy that can make this thing work. And then those questions we just asked, Matt will ask. And Arthur, let me cook. Don't get over my shoulder. Well, let me just ask you. No, get it. That. Good luck telling that to a billionaire, right? But that's another thing.
Let me ask you one more.
No, you got to go. Arthur's got to get himself completely. That would be the old. See, that's the thing.
But Arthur has proven. Matt Ryan is going to tell Arthur Blank, hey, get the hell out of the room.
Arthur has proven that he can't win football games anymore. It's been 8 years. So then you don't. Guess what, Arthur? You'll sign the checks. You're going to hire a guy, and he makes all the decisions.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to put your faith in him. Okay,
which is what's going to happen. You're right.
I mean, was Arthur? Let me talk to the guy that's selling that PVC. No, someone else does that. You trust him. You hired the right guy. Let the guy work.
Yeah, he came up in the management program.
It's true.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
But that would, because the one thing we can all agree with, and I know that's not going to happen. Arthur is the constant. Arthur's not going anywhere. So why do the fans get so in their bag about McKay? Because he's the next guy in the totem pole in their mind. And he's been there for all this time.
So is Matt ready?
And that's
ready
why
to
they
the,
pushed him out.
So is Matt ready to be the next guy on the totem pole?
He should be. Bring a guy in who knows the city, knows this team, knows what we need, and let this guy go to work. That's why it's so, for me, it makes sense.
I'm with it, man. Look, I'm all for it.
And if he fails, he fails. But, I mean, it makes a hell of a lot more sense than bringing a guy from across. Now, Ian Cunningham, I like, because you talked about it. His resume is rock solid. But then there's the other moving parts. How many guys come in here and they want to run the show? You know, and then they get a little, maybe they don't feel as warm and fuzzy about having all these different groups in the decision-making process.
Matt, what do you want? I'm talking to you right now. What do you? We know you're listening.
Again, what do you want? Pure supposition on our part. We have no idea. We're just trying to put it together.
No, this is the part that I'm not even going to attempt to assume that we know. Like, just because people say they're interested in a position, Mike, once you get offered these positions, I said to you guys, you got to respect it. This isn't a part-time job we're talking about. Okay, so that's the part where after reporting initially like, oh, Matt wants to still continue his job at CBS. Now the reports are, oh, if he got the job, he would not continue at CBS. You're damn right, because you can't. It's too much.
All right, let's do some more role play. You be Brian Flores. Okay, right. I'll be Arthur Blank.
All right.
Coach Flores, very impressive resume. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
You still going to sue the league?
It's in progress.
Get the hell out of here.
Wait a minute. I thought you had my back in here.
Enough of this nonsensical lawsuit. Let's go. You sue the NFL. Come on. Get out of here. I can't have that smoke.
I'm blackballed. Arthur? I've been blackballed.